welcome to another, I guess, the first podcast of Portland Transit Lane. I'm your host, Lane. Today, it's going to be a quick podcast, just kind of getting my feet wet here, episode one. Basically, some audio clips from the TriMet scanner and figuring out what needs to be done about rain here in Portland, which we all know that it rains at least 8 months out of the year. Well, TriMet decided, oh, well, we don't have to worry about the rain because the rain's not going to affect us. Well, listen to this audio clip and tell me what you think about it.
That kind of response. I got 34-1 at pullout. Vehicle control head is froze. You can't enter his employee number. I'm going to suggest we just let him run it and write a card on it. The control head's wet. I don't know if that's anything you could try to program from in there, and do you agree with that?
Excellent assessment. Wet MDTs really mess them up, sends us all kinds of messages. They can't program them. The only solution is to trade them out. So, yeah, if they can run it until we can get them traded, that was 3401 for sure, and I'm just trying to see if I can actually locate it. Bus number 1630.
Obviously, you can see here that wet vehicle control heads mean that the whole system is broken, which means A, obviously it froze up, and B, drivers can't call dispatch for anything, which means now they're running on a bus, no radio, no way to contact dispatch for anything that happens. Isn't that safe? Oh, wait, I thought that the system was safe according to Harry Saporta, because that's what he always said.
The system is absolutely safe. I didn't see anything unsafe.
Are you trying to cover anything up here?
Absolutely not.
Right, Harry, right. So you're not trying to cover anything up. Okay, well, nice line there. I'm surprised you don't play poker on a regular basis like at Spirit Mountain or Chinook Winds, because obviously you're a great liar, and boy, Texas Hold'em would be so good for you. I mean, seriously. So, you know, it comes down to the point of, so who's the biggest liar? Is it, you know, Harry Saporta? Is it Neil McFarlane? Is it the PIOs at TriMet? I mean, seriously, the more lies that come out, the funnier this becomes. And it continues and continues, but nobody's getting caught. And that's what the biggest problem is. Nobody cares that they're lying, except for maybe a few individual people like myself, Al Margulies, who does ranties of a TriMet bus driver, or former TriMet bus driver. Go check that one out. And, you know, maybe Aaron Mesh over at Willamette Week, and possibly Lars. I mean, you know, I hate to switch gears so suddenly, but, you know, with my court case against the TriMet PIO, I mean, even Lars said that this is absolutely ridiculous.
Tell me about this guy who's been blogging and a thorn in the side of TriMet, and then TriMet decided to retaliate against him by sending a squad of cops to his place of work and arresting him for making phone calls to a public agency?
That's what we're talking about. The guy's name is Lane Jensen, and in many ways, Lars, he does, in fact, remind you of a throwback to the old days of the Jeffersonian newsletters. He writes a blog called Portland Transit Lane, and that blog is scathing. It exposes stories about TriMet, particularly about executive management that they don't want done. But it also spends a lot of time berating TriMet and calling them liars and making very strong, opinionated, and sometimes obscene statements about management.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because that is protected under my First Amendment rights. But what really gets me is texting the PIO, asking her questions. Well, that's what got me arrested.
Now explain to people.
It's called telephonic harassment.
There you go. That's what I was wondering about, because, look, I've seen legitimate cases of telephonic harassment, but usually they're between boyfriends and girlfriends or stalkers and people like that. My family's even been subject to it. But in this case, does the same law apply when a guy can't get an answer out of a public agency and decides I'm going to keep beleaguering them with calls till they tell me the answer? Aaron, here's where I kind of take this personally. I have a ton of agencies that will not answer my questions, will not answer my calls, because they don't like the questions I'm asking. Now, I avoid profanity. I avoid any kinds of threats. But I will call agencies over and over, and I get no answer. And the danger I could see is that any of these agencies could say, we're going to tell the cops that we have told Lars never to call us again, which I don't think they have a right as a public agency to do. And then I call one more time, and presumably the cops show up at the studio to put me in handcuffs and haul me away.
Well, again, I agree that this has a chilling effect that is very disconcerting. One piece of advice would be that you shouldn't do what Lane Jensen did. You shouldn't use the personal cell phones of the people who work for
Well, but let me ask you about that. You mentioned that in your story, but what I didn't get from the story, and this is Aaron Mash from Willamette, you can find them online at WWeek.com. So if those public agency folks, like a lot of the Obama folks, are using their personal cell phones for a work function, how did this guy get a hold of the personal cell phone of one of the spokespeople at TriMet?
He got them because they're using them for work functions. They were listed on the emergency contact list for TriMet,
so,
which was inside an internal document the agency uses to say, like, if there's an emergency, you can reach this person.
Which, by the way, is a public record, right?
It probably is. I would imagine, based on how TriMet tends to handle public records, so, they would try to deny access to
it. So
them.
Is it defensible?
But it is a public record.
Is it defensible if somebody at a local agency decides to use his or her own personal cell phone for a public business and to have the number published in public documents? Then is it not kosher to call the phone?
That's a really good question. One of the things that's even spookier about this case to me is that the transit police, and these were, by the way, cops who are contracted to work for TriMet, the transit police not only arrested him, and not only does he face up to 15 years in jail, but they confiscated his cell phone and his laptop.
Is that legal?
Which are the tools of his trade.
Yeah.
So here's a guy who no longer has access to the information he's using to do whatever level of reporting he does. And the agency that he's reporting on now has in their possession the items he used to do that reporting.
And we don't know what they're doing with them, and he's been banned from future TriMet board meetings.
And I'm still banned from TriMet meetings at this point. So at this moment, like, I can't go to board meetings. I can't voice my concerns because the PIO says, oh, she's scared of what I might do. Well, when I'm sending a text of, you know, how many people are going to die before we have safety on the bus, yeah, that's going to be a really hard to prove in court. So keep updated to this blog. Again, my name is Lane. We will be blogging, or I'll be podcasting more later, and keep an eye on my blog, Portland Transit Lane. It's portlandtransitlane.wordpress.com. And have a great day, folks.